First of all, it is wonderful to see all of you here tonight as we celebrate this first moment in our Holy 3 days. And there is part of the drama of the Last Supper that John doesn't have in his gospel. As a matter of fact, you and I heard it on Sunday. It's in Luke's gospel that we get the rest of the story. And if it wasn't such a tragic thing, it might actually be funny. Jesus is about to die this vile death on the cross. And as you can imagine, in the Last Supper, this is a scene of high drama. And he begins to pour out his heart to them. He tells them that he is one with this God that he calls Abba. He calls him his daddy. He's about to pour out his life for all of his disciples. And he's worried about them. He's worried they're going to be scattered after he's gone. And so here Jesus is sharing his worries, his fears, his anxieties. He's pouring out his heart to them. Can you imagine him pouring out his heart to the disciples? And then in the midst of these noble words, in the midst of this just being vulnerable around them, all of a sudden this petty little argument breaks out among the disciples. And what they're arguing about is which one of them is the greatest. And you're thinking, are you kidding? Really? At this moment? And once I heard a story that tried to capture the obtuse nature of the disciples. And this happened in the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus was once again pouring his heart out. And so there he is, he's giving his great beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are the meek. Blessed the merciful. Blessed all those who mourn. Blessed those who suffer for justice's sake. And then Simon Peter says, do we have to write this down? I don't have a pencil. Does anybody have a pencil? And Andrew says, are we supposed to know this? And James said, is there going to be a test on this? And Philip says, I don't have any paper. Can anybody give me a sheet of paper? And Bartholomew says, do we have to turn this in? And John says, the other disciples don't have to know this. Why do we have to know all this? And then Matthew says, can I go to the bathroom? I really need to go to the bathroom right now. And Judas says, what does all this really have to do with real life? And Jesus just wept. And it makes you wonder, what did Jesus do whenever they broke out once again in these petty and irrelevant questions? Did he shrug his shoulders? Did he roll his eyes? Did he laugh out of nervousness? Did he weep once again? But what he really did was most remarkable. What he did, he grabs a towel, he grabs a pitcher of water and a basin, and he starts to wash their feet. And then there's the reaction of Peter, which probably would be our reaction as well. You know, you and I aren't really very comfortable with a God who is very, very humble. We think it should be the other way around. It's okay for us to be humble around God, but we're not real comfortable with being a God being humble around us. I want you to imagine for a moment this great dignitary or some really, really, really important person comes to your house for dinner, and they ask to go to the bathroom. And while they're there, they see a spot on the floor. And a little while later, you find this great dignitary on his or her hands and knees washing your bathroom floor. And you're like, this isn't supposed to be this way. You know, I'm supposed to wash the bathroom floor for them. They're not supposed to be washing and scrubbing the bathroom floor for me. And so at this point, I need to share with you that John doesn't talk about the Eucharist at the Last Supper. What John does, he does it in chapter 6. What John does, he offers an interpretation of the Eucharist at the Last Supper. He does that by washing feet. He does that by washing feet and simple bread and wine. And you know, you and I, we're okay with the God of glory and majesty, but we really struggle with the God who's humble. We struggle with the God who washes feet. We really struggle with the God who comes to us in simple forms like bread and wine. We struggle with the God who dies on crosses. And it's frightening for us. And I think it's frightening for two different reasons. First of all, this. Is God really like that? I mean, God really isn't the man upstairs keeping score? Is God really a God who comes down here and washes our feet? And second of all, and this is huge, he has given us a mandate. This is called Maundy Thursday or Mandate Thursday. You and I are supposed to serve. You and I are supposed to be people of hospitality. You and I are supposed to be washing feet too. And so we're supposed to do what Jesus did. And he says, do you realize what I did? If I'm washing feet here, you're supposed to be washing feet as well. And so tonight, folks, we want to do that. We want to grab a hold of the great secret of hospitality, the great secret of welcoming in our church, the great secret of Christian community, which is washing feet and also celebrating the Eucharist, Holy Communion together, those two things together. Indeed, I'm going to be up here tonight, and I'm going to wash feet, but the last couple years, in the past, you would always watch me wash feet, you know, and you'd be sort of spectators and all of that. But in the last couple years, I have invited all of you to wash feet too, and we're going to do that again here tonight. We don't have any 12 volunteers that we picked out. We're going to be asking all of you to volunteer today to get your feet washed. Now, I'm going to be up here, and I'm going to be washing feet for the duration. So anybody in this congregation that will want me to come and wash your feet, just come on up, and I'm going to be washing feet while I'm up here. But during that time, there'll be five other stations in the church, one over there, one over here, three of them right down the middle here. We're going to ask you to get up and to go get your feet washed, then to stay there and wash the feet of the next person. Then you go back to your seat. Then the next person, and the next person, and the next person, and the next person, and on we go. Make sense for everybody? So tonight, the great revolution of Holy Thursday begins. Now, our mission statement says that you and I are to be beacons of Christian life, welcoming all. Could I say washing the feet of all? Hospitality toward all. And then from this liturgy here, from that washing of feet that leads us into Holy Communion tonight, that leads us to our hours of vigil here tonight as we pray together, as you come and go until 11 o'clock, that leads us then to tomorrow to celebrate the passion and death of our Lord Jesus. You know, Jesus asked the very obtuse and dense disciples, do you get it? Do you understand what I'm doing for you? And so he's asking us the very same questions here tonight. Do you get this? Do you understand this awesome thing that God is really asking all of us here to do tonight? Let's begin. Let's do what God, or what Jesus, has mandated us to do tonight.